Ooh, we get to hear.
Blog Talk Radio.
I just had to pause for this one.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Except for it's not.
And I didn't have my song card on either, apparently. All right, welcome to the show, folks. Tonight we have, I don't know if anybody read the write-up I put on there. We do not have Deborah Lee because she's a traveling woman. And we have, instead, a guest host, and I'm going to spin it around for the Facebook Live, folks. It is Summer Avalon. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, everybody.
Hopefully that light's not blinding you, but it's the best we can do. That light's not killing you, is it, Summer?
Actually, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Jim. So let me just see if I can turn you up a little bit.
Yeah, I would max the volume. You know, these Facebook things seem to be kind of low on the volume. I had to do the same on my end, too. Max up that volume.
Yeah. Let me just double check. It does say I'm at maximum volume.
All right. Well, everybody bear with us because we had some connection issues. So that's why we kind of went crashing into the start instead of going in smoothly. It was a crash start, not a smooth start. It's going to be the first time, though.
Yes. You would think it was Mercury retrograde.
The old retrograde. There she blows.
Damn, it hates retrograde.
Ah, yeah, that one gets me every time. All right. Well, anyway, let's bring everybody up to speed real quick, and then we'll do our normal show intro stuff. Just let everybody know in case people are like, what the heck's going on? Deborah Lee is traveling. She's a traveling woman in the great state of Texas right now, and we have guest host tonight via Facebook Messenger. We put her on the portal so the people that are on Facebook Live that can visually see, it is Summer Avalon from Healing Arts. And we'll get into her stuff and all the great stuff she does here in a minute. We're going to get back to the basic show blow stuff. we want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. But we hope everybody has a good time. If we have any folks that are international, we always want them to let us know. And we give you folks an international shout out. And let's see, it's a call-in radio show. We're not doing Messenger night because that's our guest host. She's our Messenger person.
Right.
So when you call in, it is 515-602-9676. You're going to hear some automated stuff. It's going to tell you you're going on hold. And indeed, you will be on hold, but you will hear the show. When we do pick you and go live with you, please take that speakerphone off if you can, legally and safe-wise. Bluetooth sometimes. It's on our, by the time it goes to the internet, it comes out on our end, it can really be just bad. So if you can, staying stationary in one spot, watching your back, all those things, if you can do that, please do so. Otherwise, we might not guarantee we'll have a good connection, but, you know, we'll always try no matter what. And I want to, let's see, I'm checking the status of everything here. Everything's looking good. I did not put the number into the Facebook folks. I like to see, even though I verbalize it, it's better if some of them can't hear and the volumes might be down, they're driving or something. So I was a bad boy and didn't copy and paste that number, but I shall do so now.
You're fired, Jim.
Yep. They fire me and then Summer's got to run the show.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica's off in the fog.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about Summer. She's our guest host. I know a little bit because I did a little bit of research and Deb talked to me about it. But I would imagine everybody sitting there is going like, who is Summer Avalon? Well, tell us what you do.
I am and I don't focus on modality, but a session with me is usually multiple modalities, anywhere from 3 to 7 different tools. Basic things like energy work, Reiki, reconnective healing. Then I get into the emotional things like the body code, the emotion code. I also work with entities. But lately, I've been doing some hypnosis with past life regression and really seeing some amazing things happen through that type of session.
That's interesting. We have a lot, a few people here, and Deborah does, she works with her cards. Few people are very, very interested. They have a connection or something is poking them from their past life. So that is, and she just did one like her last show before she left, I think, or the last Monday show before she left.
Yeah.
Somebody felt that they were some, I don't remember what the specifics were, but somebody had a feeling about a past life, and she dove into it. Now, it was like, I don't know how it is for you, but for Deborah, especially with the cards, it's much like peeling an onion. So it's probably the same for you. It's like, it's a past life. I just can't imagine you like opening the book and going right to the end. Boom, up, done. There we go. Got it one shot. So. Well, what else? I have a few questions of my own. When Veronica's done, I will have a few questions, I believe. Well,
okay.
I guess I've been handed the questions.
Keep chatting.
I don't need to.
I've got to shut off my fan because I'm still having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, I wonder if people are able to hear us.
Well, I have her. I got the best I can do here. You know, I got this thing's up max volume.
Well, do you want me to check?
Yeah, me too.
Well, I don't know that we want to check and know the bad news because there's nothing we can do to improve it. This is a max all the way up. Blog talkers could probably hear because look at that.
Well, true.
There's nothing we can do. Yep. I got this on max volume. It's all we can do.
Yep, so, and things are a little better for me. I can hear you better without the fan, but you're going to see me sweaty. What do they say? Ladies in the South glisten. I'm not... South.
Yeah. Valerie, who is one of our Facebook live viewers, says she can hear everyone.
Oh, good.
Yay.
So I did get feedback from the folks because they're the ones that would tell us if we got a problem. Sometimes they're the first ones that know when we have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. All right. You talked about, and actually I'm glad it was, I have like a list of questions probably Deborah wanted to talk about, but that was one. As soon as you said, I'd like to know, you said you have other modalities. Throw some out there, or is it, if it's too many left, throw the big ones out.
So, like every Thursday night, I have a show. We've done over 100 live shows doing mini healings, so we just did one last night. We always start with a tool I call the Healing Pulse, and it is my own design, and it is something that the energy goes where you direct it to go. So I don't know if that's an interest to see if you guys and your viewers would want to try that?
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
I guess. So with this is energy work. And so I always say to people, if you're able to connect with my energy, and not everybody is, but if you are, oftentimes it's like magic. And so with this, it works great for physical things, but also emotional things. So if you are feeling something emotional or if you're feeling anxiety, I want you to think about where you feel that or are currently feeling that, or say you've got a physical pain somewhere. Those are areas where you're going to direct the energy to. So what I want you to do is rub your hands together. Place your hands exactly where you want to receive the energy. And then imagine my hands upon yours. So not only are you receiving your own healing frequencies, because I believe the majority of the people have healing talents in their hands, but you're also receiving my healing frequencies too. And then the very most important part is just to be open and allowing. So imagine the energy starting to flow. With each breath in, the healing goes a little deeper, a little further. And if you don't feel it, it's one of those, just keep trying it, because sometimes things just need to loosen up a bit. But again, this isn't for everyone. But for the people that do connect with it, I have people that show up every Thursday just for the healing pulse.
Okay, that's awesome. Especially, I guess, especially if you're a person that has a pain issue, And not a damn thing out there is working. So now you're like, please throw me something. Throw me a bone. Give me something to help out.
Yeah.
Or a healing issue. Sometimes they're the same, pain and the healing are related, but sometimes they're not, you know. So
exactly.
All right.
So, and with this, you had mentioned layers before.
Yes.
So oftentimes this will take off a layer. So if the reason for your issue is something that's maybe fairly small or trivial,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it can knock it out within just like one big healing pulse. But other times it takes multiple layers of relief, or we need to look and see if there's other things going on that are contributing.
Okay. And what other modalities do you frequently use?
So probably the most common energy work that I do is Reiki. I teach Reiki, and I've graded my training to what's called Yusui Holy Fire, which I learned Reiki over 10 years ago. And to be honest, I sort of walked away from it. I didn't find it as effective as when I first learned it. But a couple years ago, somebody shared frequencies with the Holy Fire Reiki, and I was like, wow, this is really different, upgraded. And as many people who have been sort of in the new age metaphysical world for, you know, 5 to 10 years, you know that things have shifted. People are more aware. People are more open. People feel more. And with the Reiki upgrade, I have found that to be really helpful too. And so there's that. One of the most popular ones that I probably use almost every session is something called the Emotion Code, or a version of it. Mm-hmm. So there's a book called The Emotion Code by Dr. Bradley Nelson.
Deb likes
and
that book.
Yeah, it's a great book. This is the older version. I've got a newer version too.
Real quick pause. I just want to let callers know, stand by. We're not forgetting you. We got to figure out what we got going on here. And so when we take the callers, you guys know exactly where you are. All right. Sorry. Back to summer.
Yeah.
So that's the emotion code. The basic premise of that is normally you feel an emotion and you release it, but sometimes due to maybe it's a traumatic event or too much going on or who knows why, you hang on to the energy of that emotion. And wherever that energy lands, and sometimes there's very specific places, that can really cause some trauma in that area. And that part of the body often doesn't function as well as it should or could. And so sometimes releasing just one trapped emotion can dramatically change things.
Yeah.
Real quick, international shout out to Mike from the UK. All right, back to summer.
Wonderful. And so with this, sort of on the premise of the psychic love doctor, I wanted to talk a little bit about heart wall. Because during times of trouble, especially emotional trauma, we build up walls of emotion around our hearts. And so this protects us when things are bad. But when things are good, the wall just doesn't go away. It's sort of like a bomb shelter. When you really need it, you need it. But when the war is done and the bombs are over, the shelter is still there protecting. And so when things are going good, oftentimes it protects you from really feeling and connecting with other people. And so removing a heart wall can really have dramatic effects. And that is also by the emotion code author, Dr. Bradley Nelson, who thinks over 90% of people at some point in life have a heart wall. And heart walls can be released and removed, but sometimes it does take some work of consciously getting rid of those emotions.
I would think that is basic human nature to protect itself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, humans want to protect themselves physically, but they also want to protect themselves emotionally.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, whether they even realize it or not, you know.
Automatic reaction.
Yeah. And that's how our species stays alive. It has to protect itself, and it's not always just physical.
Right.
I got it one more kind. Maybe it's a two-part question. Of the modalities, which one, your opinion, well, you would know, not one of them is not an opinion. Which one is the most popular that you practice, and which one is the most effective, and maybe they're one and the same?
Actually, they they're rather different. It sort of depends on people's background. There's a lot of people that come to me and just say, I want Reiki. And I said, okay, I can give you Reiki, but how about we see what's going to be most effective for you? And so with each and every person, I'll have them bring their three questions or their three issues to the session. And then I muscle test what's going to be the best tools for their issue. And so each session is customized and tailored towards each person. And so most of the time I do some type of variation of the emotion code, but sometimes there's entities involved, which I used to not be a believer in negative entities, but sometimes with some people, they do play a really big part. And then there's some other little off things that they're not very common. I've got lists of things that I muscle test and say, oh, you might have this going on, so then we'll do that. But usually there's between 3 and 7 different tools. But the most common, Reiki and emotion code. That's what people know. But I often tell people, don't get too hung up on the names. We're going to find what's most effective for you.
That makes sense. But yeah, everybody that's even read a little bit about this stuff knows the word Reiki, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Here's another question. All right. So folks will come to you for healing. Now, it's not always physical healing, correct?
Correct. Some people have noticed a big shift in their life, and they need help with more spiritual opening and, you know, wondering, what am I supposed to do now? My life has changed. Sort of like that book, Eat, Pray, Love. She went through a huge shift and documented it. I have many clients that, you know, find me because of Reiki, but then we explore other things too. And that's what the hypnosis with the past life regression, we do that also where we look at past lives, we look at future lives, we talk with the higher self, we connect with guides, find out names and purposes, work with the I Am Presence. There's just a lot you can do if you want to explore your spirituality as a soul, as a person, as a non-physical being.
Well, that's awesome. Now, I will tell you, tonight is Friday, 4th of July weekend, and we got quite a few callers on hold, which I am surprised with all the people traveling and partying and buying fireworks and doing whatever. So now we're gonna go to callers, and I'm gonna kind of they're gonna be kind of feeling you out. Some of them maybe, but a lot of them are probably not gonna be used to what to ask you and what to talk to you about. So I'll just kind of let them go, and you can develop your rapport with them one by one.
Okay.
And I know you're ready to rock and roll. All right. I got to get my list together. My list.
Your list?
My list. It's a physical list that I make. All right. We're going to the first caller, 443 from Maryland. 443, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Summer Avalon.
Hello.
Hello?
Yep. Hello. We hear you. Just keep talking. I got a speaker out.
Oh, okay. It's Suzanne. How are you doing?
Hi, Wonder.
Hey, Suzanne. That's Suzanne. I've been here watching from the start.
Yep.
This Suzanne from
Maryland.
Our Suzanne from the land of Mary, of course. Of course. Of course it's the land of Mary. Oh, an international shout out real quick to Allison. I didn't get a chance to sneak one in for her, also from the UK. All right. Suzanne, you have Summer's full attention. What would you like to talk about?
Hello, Summer. I'm so glad to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Don't give me a lot of details, but tell me what you're dealing with.
I am in the middle of, I believe, a spiritual awakening with my Claire's opening, and I would love to have any info I can on either what I need to know, something to help me open more, whatever you feel led to do.
Oh, wow. We can talk all day about that.
Or I can give you more. I mean, whatever you...
Yeah, you don't want to say that. You don't want to say that all day thing with the other callers that are waiting.
No.
Yeah, they can hear the show though, so maybe you know, when they have, when it's a new guest host, this will actually help the other callers get a feel for what's going on. So that's
great.
Good. That's good for them. Take it away, Summer.
Okay. So with this, like if you were to come to see me, we would just sort of feel things out, because would you be coming to me for more of knowledge about healing or exploration of self or questions?
Maybe exploration of, or what was the last one?
Or questions.
Or just questions.
Oh. Well, the biggest question that I would have would be, what could I do or what should I do to open more quickly, or am I doing the right things? You know, am I doing everything Spirit wants me to do to be on my path?
Okay. And so many, many people talk about meditation. Do you meditate?
Yes.
Okay. And are you able to connect and get answers through that?
Occasionally.
Okay. Do you notice when you are, is there a pattern in when and how you connect?
A couple of times I was able to feel something in like my, some of the different chakra areas for like a yes or no, but then other times I didn't get that.
Okay.
For like answering questions and things.
Yeah. Well, you know, part of it is, it's sort of like a muscle. You need to develop it and build it up. Have you considered automatic writing?
I do a little bit of automatic writing. I have had, I've had a little bit of experience with that, very short pieces.
Okay.
Automatic writing.
So again, with this, there's not a lot of shortcuts. One of the biggest shortcuts, though, is like the hypnotism and the regression.
Oh.
Because with that, you can connect to your I Am Presence or your guides and ask, what is my purpose? Am I on my path? What is preventing me from moving forward? Are there things that I can do on a daily basis that will really move me forward much quicker? And that's something you'll get, you know, directly from your, from actually yourself.
Okay. That would be cool.
Yeah, it can be really powerful. So this is something fairly new to me. I've had it done, but then I started training in it this spring. So, have had some amazing client experiences with what they learn about themselves and what their next steps and tools that they need to access are.
And this is through the automatic writing?
No, that's hypnosis.
Ah, I missed that part. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. We sort of moved from automatic writing to hypnosis.
That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
There's a lot of different options. And then also I really encourage my clients, time in nature. And sometimes I give homework in that, you know, do you take walks and just spend time alone? Are you barefoot often outside, which in some parts of the country, that's impossible. But you know, there are things that you could do that help you deepen your connection.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
and
you're welcome.
And Summer, where can she find more information about what you do?
So I am on, I have a website, summeravalon.com, or on Facebook, summeravalonhealingarts.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we have anything on our page shared?
I don't think anything shared about that. I mean, right now.
Okay.
Maybe right now, I don't think that there is a connection between the psychologue.com show internet page and Summer's internet page.
So we could maybe
Yeah, yeah. That's a thing in the future.
Okay.
We like to talk about future, but let's not go there right this second. All right. Thank you very much, Suzanne, from the Land of the Merry.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, we can't wait till you call back, and thank you very much. All right, I put her on a hold. Now she can hang up or listen here, listen however she decides. She's on Facebook Live. The reason I'm talking like I'm stalling for time is because I am. Because we had a couple callers shift around, and I got to get my order straightened because I can't have anybody taking cuts in front of somebody. Wouldn't be prudent. All right, let's see. I'm talking to myself out loud. We're going to go with that. This is the hump of the show because we got callers, and it's going to start flowing fast, going quick, boom, boom, ba, boom. So I want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only, but we hope everybody enjoys themselves. That's just a disclaimer for a lot of new folks that come in, and we don't make fun of new folks. We like them, but we don't want anybody to hear a couple pieces of information on here and think that that's all they need to hear to make life decisions for the rest of their lives, stopping jobs, getting rid of doctors, getting rid of lawyers, divorcing wives. It's just
right.
Just take it.
Don't kill anyone.
Just relax, relax. Nothing comes quick and fast. That's good. Don't believe all the cheaters out there that try to make you think that's the case. All right. And I think Summer is ready for another caller, aren't you, Summer?
Most definitely.
When I talk like that, I'm stalling because I am really kind of scrambling here. I think I have my crap together, though. Let's see. No, I don't. You know what? Usually I look up the area code to try to make myself look smart, but I'm not going to. Let's take our next caller.
Too much going on.
Too much clap time on my hands. We're going to go to, let me turn them live so they can hear us talking. We're going to go to our next caller, area code 917. I had you looked up, but then I deleted it. 917, welcome to the show, and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Tina from New Jersey.
Oh, it is Tina from New Jersey. Tina from Joyzy. Joyzy. All right, welcome, Tina. So you've been listening to the show now for a while, so you know that we have Summer here tonight, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Okay, well, welcome. And we don't have to catch you up to speed on what Summer does and everything, so I'll let you tell folks interact.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Hi, happy Friday.
Yes. So what's going on with you?
I just see that you deal with heart blocks and things like that. So if anything that Spirit wants me to know, I would appreciate it.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Is that like a beta blocker? But I'm two.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
getting
it.
Yep.
Yes. So I'm getting that you do have a heart wall. Oftentimes a heart wall is made up of 12 to 24 emotions. Some people have less, some people have more. But let's see if we can knock that down just a little bit. So what I'll do I'll give you an approximate age and sort of an event that played a role in this. And usually I'll give you the event based on like an emotion. So let's see what comes up for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. And thank you, Tina, for calling. It's been a little bit of a while since we've heard from her. Not forever.
A couple of weeks.
Tina doesn't ghost us very long. Nah, we know she's busy. She's a busy girl. Busy woman. Busy. She's got a lot of busy stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. Thank you for calling in. Oh, I'm sorry. Back to Summer.
So a piece of your heart wall is made from an event around the feeling of shame, and you're around 24. Now, ages are the hardest thing, so usually I'm within about a year. So somewhere 23, 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
With this,
wow.
It's not always necessary to know exactly what it is. Some people will know, but the good thing with this is I can go ahead and release it. But does that shame and around that age, does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay. So let's release that. Thank you. If I didn't get that to release, let's do one more, okay?
Thank you.
So you say, because you, I'm trying to word it because I don't know anything about it. So you're saying that she might have a wall up, or she feels she has a wall up.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to, what was it? I'm sorry.
It was some kind of, something traumatic at the age of 25, correct?
Yeah, I was going to medical school, and I had my daughter, so yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's where she saw the main part of that heart wall building process.
Ah.
That's what the summer was saying. That's what I got out of it.
And so with this, how I find out about it is I muscle test. And a muscle testing is also called applied kinesiology. And so I just muscle test to see what it is. And so that's why how I confirmed that she's got a heart wall. So with this, because of the layers, I know she has, currently I'm getting about 17 trapped emotions. But that goes up or down depending on how many layers it is. And generally it's not a lot different than that. So the next event that's part of that heart wall is sorrow around age 18. So somewhere 17, 18, 19, you had something that just made you feel really sorrowful. And so I'm getting that I can release that too, but does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So with these, when you have trapped emotions, it also makes you more sensitive to those emotions. And so if you find that you are more sad than some of your family and friends, it might be because you have trapped emotions, especially when it comes to shame and sorrow. So what I'm hoping, releasing these will bring you more to a neutral level versus being really sensitive to those. Does that make sense?
Thanks. Yes, perfect sense. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Well, that's great. We have other callers, but thank you for calling in, Tina.
Great.
Yeah, just let everybody know. This is, I'm not cutting you off yet, Tina. I just wanted to get something out there. This is Summer's first time as a guest host.
Oh, yeah.
Let me not try to run my words together, a guest host, but it will not be her last. All right, back to you. Let you two interact before we move on.
How can we reach her out? Yeah, how can we reach her outside of this?
So you can reach me on Facebook. I did say hello in the comments below on Facebook. And otherwise, summeravalon.com.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. And thank you, Tina.
Have a great weekend, you all. Thank you. Bye.
We shall talk again. Yeah, we definitely will. She's going to watch. If she's traveling, she might listen in when she can. If not, on Facebook Live, the Facebook folks know. We post every single show, so she'll watch the replay. And as you all can do that same thing. All righty then. Thank you, Tina. We're going to move on. I got a little distracted in the Facebook Live. We get these
lovely trolls.
We call them trolls or scammers. It's pretty much computer, small little programs. There's not a human there behind the scenes. They write these programs and they try to, every single person they see in Facebook Live that said one word, they try to inbox me. Ignore it. I try to get to them fast as I can. Sometimes I'm doing something else. So it might take me 30 seconds. Anybody says inbox me because you're better, I'm better, I got something for you.
Ignore.
It is BS. I shall tell you that. All right. Let's go to our other callers. Our next phone call. Area code we are very familiar with, Veronica. I don't even need to look this one up, and you won't either when you hear it. It takes a second for it to go live. We are going to area code 806 in the great state of Texas. 806, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with guest host Summer Avalon.
Hi, this is Anne. How's everyone doing?
Hey, how you doing, Anne? Yeah, Anne was in here right away saying she was going to call in, so Anne is here.
Hi, Anne. It's been so long since I talked with you. Miss you.
Yeah, Summer is our guest host because Deborah is traveling, bouncing around in your great state of Texas down where you are. Summer,
right, right.
You're a traveling woman. Right, you
well, I'm calling. Okay, well, I am calling because I had my first date with Adam yesterday, and it went really great. So just want to see what is coming.
All right.
Wow. And I think you're going to have to wait for Deborah because that is beyond my scope.
Oh.
That's what I was wondering.
Okay.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Now, give her a quick rundown on some things that she might be interested in.
Okay, yes.
So I do holistic healing, Anne, and so like if you had pain or you wanted to deal with something emotional or if you had extra anxiousness before your date or things like that, that would be something that I could help you with.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can't think of anything right now. I just kind of jumped in, at the end.
But all right. Well,
I will give
Anne,
time for someone else.
Okay. And Anne, just to let you know, our next planned show is, because the 4th of July is, you know, a Monday.
Right.
Our next planned show is for
Tuesday.
For sure.
Okay.
And if something pops up in between, I can either confirm or deny. You know how that goes on those other days.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, I'll keep you guys posted. Hopefully, check it on Tuesday.
Absolutely, Anne. All right. Guarantee you that. All right. We'll guarantee you Tuesday.
Okay, y'all have a happy 4th of July. All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you very much. And hopefully you run into Deborah eventually sometime.
Right. Right. I need to. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye for now. All right. We got lots of time left. We have callers. And I was wondering when we were going to get to that point.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did. Because we got that. Now we know. Okay. And I'm stalling because I'm looking up the next phone caller. See, I don't even lie what I'm doing. All right, let's rock to it. Let's rock. We're going to area code 267, which is in the Commonwealth, another Commonwealth, of Pennsylvania.
Hi.
267. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with guest host Summer Avalon.
Thank you. This is Jessica, Pennsylvania.
Hi,
and
Jessica.
I have a lot of emotional stuff going on today.
Great. So you have listened to the show, so you know Summer, her specialty and what she can do, correct?
Yes.
Oh, then I'll let you two connect. I will bail out.
So, hi, Jessica.
Hey.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Probably not when you were here.
So I have been juggling a bunch of things as far as just healing my finances, I've been going through like a lot of lessons. So I've been looking for a house or an apartment now, which I don't want to do, but I have to now, I guess. I have been without a home for 2 months. Today's my second month anniversary of being homeless. Yay. I have been living in hotels and motels, but I've been bouncing around from place to place. So that's been very intense the last 2 months. And over the last several weeks, I decided to get a job because I was like doing my own business, but I was trying to set it up here in this new state I'm in. It wasn't working. I finally gave in to getting a job, but I can't stand anything that I'm doing. I'm working in retail and it's not even enough money. I'm not getting enough hours. I'm driving far. And so every week I'm like kind of trying to sort out, like, where am I staying? And then it's hard to, I just haven't been able to get settled anywhere. And so there's just, I'm trying to get a job, one of these like retail or supermarket jobs, something kind of whatever, a placeholder until I get something that's full-time, something that I really want to do that pays well. But, and I had to go through a lot of emotional stuff to get to finally be able to like go do something in retail, which is very harsh working. You're on your feet all day. It's just like loud music. It's just very intense. Like you can't think, you get zoned out, lots of frequencies.
So I got a question for you real quick. I don't want to interrupt you real quick. You had to go through a lot of emotional stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you have some, do you have some emotional blocks or conflicts or issues that seem to be holding you back from doing stuff?
Well, I'm constantly clearing through them. So,
I just wanted to bring this up because Summer's got a, she's not Deborah. So,
right.
I mean, they have some things that are similar, but they have some things that are totally different. I wanted to bring that up because that might be something that she could talk about, look into. And I don't want to speak for Summer, but I want to at least get you geared toward the right track if I can. All right, yep. Summer, back to you, Summer.
And that's really helpful. So there's a couple things going on, Jessica. So I know you're very resistant to giving up your own self-employment.
Yeah.
And doing retail or whatever it is you find. But what often happens is sort of like a, you know how when people want to have a baby, when they adopt a baby, they're all of a sudden pregnant?
Yeah.
Right. And I know that. I intuitively know that. It's just I get so drained at this type of job.
Yeah. And so there, you've got a couple trapped emotions that are playing against you. One is stubbornness. And this is an event about 17, but this makes sense because you've sort of dug your heels in. You want what you want, and you don't want to wait for it. But it's sort of to your detriment not to go out and find something. And maybe there's something that isn't so terrible if you'd allow yourself to go there. The other one is there's a trapped emotion around age 19, lack of control. And so that's playing a role too, where you're trying to be as in charge as you can. But right now, due to circumstances, you can't, and it's driving you crazy. So I'm going to release these, which will reduce stubbornness down at a notch or two and the lack of control. And I'm hoping that this will take the edge off and make things flow just a little easier.
I really could use that. And I did get a retail job. Today was like my first full day, and I'm just so cranky, obviously, like as you can tell.
Yeah, there's retail's hard, you know, and people these days aren't always nice either, and you don't get paid that much to deal with nasty people.
Right, and all the energy that they drain from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, and also I keep feeling angry at myself because when I first decided, okay, I'm going to go work in like a Panera or one of the supermarkets or what, I went to all the ones that are very close to me. And I was at Panera, like they were going to interview me and like it looked like they were going to maybe hire me for a manager position. But the lady was saying like, you have to be available at all times. We don't get out till like 9:30 or 10. And it was just, it's so disturbing to me. I don't stay up late. I go to sleep at like 8 o'clock. So I said no to that job, like pursuing that. And then it kind of like screwed me over. I've been sort of regretting it because that would have given me like a solid income. At least it was something I could have dealt with, but it was so difficult for me to say yes to that. And then I recently just had another situation where I went into a supermarket and they were going to give me like an okay hourly wage, but they were like, you have to be available from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And again, I couldn't do it. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Just take the freaking job. But like, it's so difficult. I'm trying.
Yep. And I did find a third trapped emotion at self-abuse. And then you beat yourself up for not taking these jobs. So
yes, I'm trying to honor my intuition and like just my mental health.
Yep. So I'm hoping things get a little bit easier. And maybe you're not in the right field, or you know, you need to if hours are that important, you need to research maybe office jobs or even like Walmart. I think their deli closes, what, at a more reasonable hour than 11.
Yeah, she's right. Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of businesses that are open like 24 or maybe 18, 19, 20 hours, but they're parts of the departments that are not open that long. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
I mean, the thing is,
doesn't cause you to squeeze things so tight that you're pushing things away too.
I'm really trying my best.
Yeah, I would think that you, like, you know, I'm not going to speak for Summer at all. I'll speak for somebody who has no talents here. But I would think you got to find something that is a foot in the door to what you want, but also doesn't really scare you as much and really freak you out. It's like some kind of hours that aren't, like, perfect, but are something you can work with.
Right.
And they're out there. Most, 90% of them are online. So I don't know what kind of internet abilities you have and computers or stuff like that. A lot of the stuff online, you have a little more flexibility to make your own hours. But I'm just throwing that out there.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. I can't seem to figure out what type of jobs to apply to. Like, I've been applying to all different things. The office jobs I didn't pursue because you're in front of the computer for 8 hours and then you're getting fried by the EMS, and I can't do that either. Like, I'm really sensitive to all these things, so I try to stay away from it, but then it kind of leaves me with not much.
There are computer jobs where it's a lot of times it's a lot of voice communication.
Right.
You don't necessarily need to have a screen blaring in your face. Necessarily, I'm just throwing things out there. Some of them are just voice communications. You might have to be on the computer a little bit, but I don't know how sensitive you are to EMS. I'm just throwing some stuff out there. But I will go back to the Summer, the expert.
Maybe, but so I would suggest maybe trying a temp agency too, because they will be able to screen your skills and maybe find, if you don't have office skills, find you an entry level that would grow into something.
You know, and that's, Summer, I got to jump back in. That is a really great point, just in general to people. That is almost forgotten in today's era of temp agencies. You know, when I was young many years ago, they were big. And even when I got a little older, still young to most of you people, they were still big. And you know what? It's like she said, there's, when you fill out paperwork with those temp agencies, you screen stuff and they match what you fill out on that piece of paper to what's available out there. They do. They absolutely do.
Yeah, I did a temp agency, and that was 2 weeks ago, and I've been emailing the guy, like, do you have anything for me? And it's pretty low pay. I mean, it's a better environment. At least you're sitting. I mean, I try to, like, weigh the pros and cons, but he hasn't called with anything. And then what happens is the other thing that comes up for me is that they'll say, oh, it's 15 an hour, and then I get like it sort of like makes me angry that like I don't know what it is exactly, but I just think, oh well, for 15 an hour I can just zone out, and then it goes back at that at like doing a retail thing, and that's probably easier than, it just goes in circles and it's not good.
Well, Summer, this is all you, because there sounds like there's some serious walls and emotional and energy blocks and healing needs to be done here, because I think she's close to getting where she needs to go, but she has blocks up. What do you think?
She does. And part of it is you put these walls up before you even hear what it is. And so sometimes you need to make allowances and compromises to get what you want. So with these office jobs, you know, maybe they don't pay a lot, but if they can train you to have more experience, then you'll have a lot more options, and at least you'll have something.
Absolutely. And that's the thing about the temp agencies. There's two things. It's one, at least you're getting some kind of money.
Right.
Two, you're doing stuff a lot of times you never did before. You may like it, you may not like it, but it could go on a resume. And three, it could open a huge door you didn't even know existed.
Right.
Back to Summer.
No, I agree. So, but I think the trapped emotions that we removed will help you. But my advice to you is, am I sabotaging myself by just saying no before I even feel out what I should do?
Yeah, I bet a lot of people do that.
I do that myself.
Yeah, so. And I probably have too. We probably have, and a lot of us don't even know we did it.
So I pulled your
stand by.
I pulled your card, your rebel card.
Oh, we
Jessica.
Keep forgetting about all the rebel cards, everybody.
And
my bad.
I keep on hearing just say yes to everything. Anything that comes your way, who cares what it is? Don't even think about it. Just say yes when you show up and experience what's happening. If it pulls you one way, pulls the other, and you know it's not, you feel like it's not the right place for you, then you decide. You don't say no before you get there, type of thing.
I have failed as a host.
Right. Yeah,
because every single caller should have had a robocard reading at the end of their session.
I wasn't sure if I was doing that. So today,
I failed.
Your card basically said, wake up, you're missing some really cool shit. So I think, in my opinion, because I also have very stubborn, lack of control, all of the above. And say yes to whatever is the next thing that comes your way, and then decide once you are experiencing it how you kind of feel about staying or going, because you have that right to do that.
Yeah.
I had said, like, so again, I realized that I said no to these jobs that were like these crazy hours. I did that 3 times already. So I was like, stop doing that. You're saying yes to whatever other job comes your way. You're just going to do it because you need and want the money. You need it right now. And I have a lot of experience with planning events, which again is like crazy hours that I don't want to do anymore. But the people will say, well, what do you want to be doing? I don't really want to be doing anything. I like doing my business, my healing work. So that's that circle of, well, what's the easiest job I can get for the most amount of money? That's the game I play.
I want to know what that was.
You're trying to play the job lottery that is most people don't win.
Yeah.
I did not win it, yeah.
All right, Summer, what do you think about that? Have you heard that before?
Oh, I tell it to myself. So.
Well, everybody's hiring now. So, I mean, shouldn't we compare if we're going to work? If we're going to do retail, shouldn't we have a choice of who's the highest retailer that pays? It's the same garbage anywhere. It truly is.
They're typically not going to be significantly different.
Right.
Retail's retail. I'm not going to, like I'm an expert, but they're not going to be significantly different. Their wants and needs and their demands are going to be very similar. And then you got to play it out. Maybe you'll have a good interview. Maybe you'll have a not good interview. But the rest is up to you. And Summer, we'll talk about that. These fears, these misconceptions, this going in an interview, wanting to shut it down because you got these preconceived hours issues. That's what Summer will talk to you about. I can't help you there.
Yep. So I think you need to screen better, though, before you apply, because it's, they've got certain hours that you aren't willing to work, don't apply.
Right.
Yeah, and I will just step in because I've been there. It's been a few years, but in the temp agency world, in the retail world, good luck on having a very, very demanding block of hours. Maybe it'll work out. Temp agencies got better avenue to work that out, temp agencies, because there are some people that don't need certain hours, but in the retail world, good luck on that. You just got to roll the dice and roll with it.
Right.
See what happens on the interview.
Yeah, or maybe a mom and pop place that's open Monday through Friday, you know, 9 to 5.
Yeah, you know, Summer's absolutely right. We all think about retail because they're the ones that say, we have jobs, but you know what? Like Summer's saying, there's little mom and pop schmo places that aren't chain outfits, they still need people.
Right.
A little restaurant down the street.
Yeah, I'd rather work for them, too. It's a nicer environment. I'd rather work there, for sure.
Some bars that are open early in the morning and daytime that aren't necessarily bars you're just scared about being in. I mean, expand your horizons. Get away from just looking
exactly.
for Target.
Expand your horizons.
Don't look just for the chain, big names that you've heard of, PetSmart, Target, and all that stuff.
I would definitely do that.
Yeah. And that might help you with your barriers. And Summer will step in because she's more of an expert on that.
Well, not necessarily with this, but so expanding your horizons, but also where are the places you like to go? Are there places that you go to that you think, oh, this would be a cool place to work? You know, is there a little coffee shop, a cafe, you know, someplace like that. So try and think about places that you've enjoyed how you were treated as a customer, because those places will typically have better culture and treat you better than some of the big box places that it's all corporate.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think also, like, it's a situation that I did apply to some places like that, and they've just been taking a little bit longer, and then I kind of am like, well, I need the money now, so go apply something else, go get something that's, you know, hurry up.
Sure, I understand. Especially during your situation warrants a little bit more of desperation. Mm-hmm. We understand that. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to wait around forever. But sometimes some of the places are looking for persistence. They're looking for you to keep coming back. Don't
they
just throw an application out. They're like, we're only going to talk to people that come back again and ask 2 weeks, 1 week after their application about their application.
Right.
So don't be afraid to follow up to people that never talk to you. It could be part of their process.
Right. So, Summer, as far as just any, like, emotional stuckness as far as in finding, my new home, because I was, like, so certain. I found a place the other day. I was like, oh, this is great. It was worth the journey I was on. And then it got, like, spirit keeps shifting it on me. That's that whole control thing. But it's like, when is this? I know you don't know timeline, but I'm just talking about emotional stuff. Is like, it just gets so exhausting that I think this whole experience is like stabilizing, coming to a close. And then it's like, no, you thought you found a place. No, you didn't. Oh, you may have to settle for like an apartment that you don't want. Because just to take something.
And, you know, I wish I could say that the universe always provides, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's just up to us. So the best I can say is just hang in there. When you're feeling extra negative, you're going to draw more of that to you. So be aware, if you can flip the switch and try and bring positivity into your life. And so if that means you need to take an hour's walk and enjoy flowers and birds and things like that so that you can have something a little positive around you, I would suggest that, because you don't want to start that vicious cycle of repeating the negativity and the self-abuse. So, you know, when you talk about, I should have just taken that job, I shouldn't have turned it down. No. You need to say, you just need one yes.
Yeah.
And then you go for it. And then if that doesn't work out, you wait for the next yes. So maybe you just need, you had said the word placeholder. So I think you just need to, you might just have to suck it up until you find the right thing.
I hate
to say that, but especially with money the way it is, sometimes you just need to change the energy yourself, even though it's not perfect.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, like, so I found this apartment today, and it's in a nice area. I like it, but the apartment is dark. The windows don't open. It's like sort of like a basement apartment. And I'm going to sleep on it. But I was saying to this realtor that was helping me, I was like, I think I need to just take, like, I don't like this apartment. I'm not happy here at all. But I almost want to cry at the fact that I think I just need to take it, because I can't be living in a motel anymore. It's like super expensive and stressful. And I just, it goes against everything that I believe in. I could have settled when this whole thing first started. I could have settled for something. So I had to be without a home for 2 months in order to say, okay, now I'm settling.
Well, you know,
We're getting to the point where this Deborah question.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
And you can second guess yourself for a thousand things in your past. And it is getting towards the Deborah question. And also, you know, it's like you should probably stop. At some point, I've done a million bad things wrong in my past. And I had to let it. You have to let it go, or you're going to go insane. I guarantee that for a fact. I've done so many horrible things in the past. I don't tell hardly any about them. Not criminal, but just really stupid decisions. But it's like, you know what? I made them. I'm going to let them go. It's not part of my future. So I think, yep. Thank you for calling. And I think that, you know, we go live, and when we don't go live. Keep coming back because Deborah is more in the intuitive future thing that may or may not be attached to any blocks emotionally or energy-wise or spiritually you have.
Yeah, and I mean, my question is just like an emotional thing of like I just personally I kind of feel like if you're going to move into a place that you already know is like dark and not the greatest, like why are you considering doing that? But yet I've been in these temporary situations. It's like, it's that whole thing. When do you just say, okay, well, I'm just going to have to make the best of it?
Well, that's the thing. Right now, you're in a position that a lot of people have been in. It's not necessarily attached to a past or emotional base, a heart wall, or it might be a current thing. How much do you, it's like you have a scale, a balance. I keep just living at these temporary motels. They're expensive, but they may be safer. B, now I got an apartment that somebody's coming up, but it looks pretty black and scary to me. How does the scale tip? I mean, that one, it's almost a legal thing. We don't want to make that decision for you. You are the best person to know which was the best decision.
Exactly.
And you may have to sleep on it one night, two nights. If you have confidants, friends, family, you might talk to them or higher power. But eventually, you got to make the decision because there's risk and rewards with each decision. Like, here's the benefit. Here's the negative. Here's the benefit. Here's the negative. Eventually, you got to
lot of settling or like a lot of compromise with the job and with the home. That seems to be the lesson of like just make do with.
You're right.
With
you know what?
That you're not happy with. You know, like both things you're not happy with, make the best of it.
You kind of nailed it, though. You know, we think about it in life, unless you're like a lottery winner, but even they can speak differently. Life is about compromise. I mean, you grow up as a child, you're brought into the world, and you're like, I would love to do these billion great things. And then other side says, well, here's the problem with that. You also have to do these other things like pay your bills, pay your taxes.
And
you try to find something in the middle. In the perfect world, you pick the one that I wanted all my dreams to come true and I can do this. But most 90% of us have to choose the thing in the middle and compromise.
Right, yes.
Yes.
Compromise and then make your dreams come true after you did the adult stuff.
Yeah, and that's the way it is.
Which
and
is no fun.
And I don't want to shut anybody down,
but
I've already extended the show. And thank you very much for calling. I got to put you on mute. And I thank Summer for being here, staying longer than she needed to. But I had to extend the show.
For a few minutes, yeah.
Yeah, we had to do it. On Monday, we do our shows on News for the Soul, except for this Monday because of the 4th of July. So we can never extend the show. But every other day of the week, we have a little leeway on the show. And we thank Summer so much for being here. We had a lot of callers.
Thank you for having me.
They enjoyed you. We enjoyed you. And we know this will not be the last time that we shall interact together on shows.
No, I don't think so. I think it was very, very interesting. I'm going to check out your website.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact that Deb wanted to bring you on before she went on her trip, but there was one thing after another that didn't happen. And I think, well, she's still on vacation. It may happen again. And I guarantee when she gets back, or me while she's down there. We'll have everybody together. It could be a great
yeah.
show.
Well, you know, actually, I did her show before. It was her and Daryl.
Oh, that was going way back in the day.
Okay, so...
Way back.
Where are you located?
Physically, where are you based out of?
I'm in Duluth.
She's in Duluth.
Ah, she's a fellow Duluthian.
Look at that.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
So, you both, if you want, like a... We'll do like a half-hour mini session... let me know, because I think it would benefit you to know what I did, just because there's a few little awkward things that happened tonight. So, yeah.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and we knew that was going to happen. I thought it actually was going to be a worse summer.
I didn't know what my job was tonight, but I'm glad that.
I'll be honest, because I am a guy that assumes the worst, because I am an engineer at the shipyard. I always assume the worst, plan for the best. But I thought that we were going to stumble and fall.
And we're
going
to have no callers. You never
and no callers, and they would never, we would never be able to talk and tell us.
That wasn't an option. I had a few friends that would have called in.
Good.
So.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Yeah. Tell them they should
call last. Okay. Summer, stand by. All we are doing is ending our Blog Talk Radio show. Do not disconnect.
Okay.
Stay with us. Don't end it. Blog Talk. Yeah, it's a weird process. We have two shows, basically. Stand by before you end the Facebook Live, folks.